take up this time hearing in the matter of licensing water right permit in the name of Twin Falls Canal Company, Northside Canal Company. Will the parties in the room first identify themselves for the record?
Thank you, Your Honor. John Simpson appearing for Twin Falls Canal Company and Northside Canal Company, Your Honor.
Phil Rassier with the Department of Water Resources.
Candace McHugh is the Groundwater Districts in IGWA.
Victoria Weigel, IDWR.
And who do we have on the telephone?
Your Honor, this is Rob Harris appearing on behalf of Mud Lake Water Users and Fremont Madison Irrigation District. And I think, Candace, you're also appearing on behalf of Aberdeen Springfield. Is that correct?
Yes.
This is Tony Olenshack for Water District Number 1.
Anyone else? Okay. This is set for scheduling conference. Who wants to lead off on this?
Well, I will, Your Honor. This is John Simpson. Your Honor, we're here today to just, from my perspective, start the process leading towards a hearing that is the approval, if you will, or an order granting the opportunity to commence discovery. And with that, just trying to set a hearing date out probably. And Ms. McHugh and I were just talking in February that would allow parties some time to back in to any motions they might wish to have filed and such prior. After the first of the year, have them heard before in January, and then have a hearing if necessary at probably the end of February.
For those persons on the telephone, what do your calendars look like in February?
And we are missing, and Mr. Rassier is going to call, but we are missing the state agency people that they, I'm sure, got noticed. But anyway.
No problem in February?
We're looking like February 23rd-ish or 26th-ish.
Pardon?
I'm sorry, this is Rob Harris. Candace, are you referring to the Idaho Water Resource Board? Do we have an attorney representing them?
No, we actually have the state agency, groundwater, or the state of Idaho, and the Water Resource Board, represented by Mike Gilmore. They were granted participation in this matter on a limited basis, so.
Correct, but is he on the phone?
No, I don't believe so.
Haven't heard from him.
Bill's calling him, but regardless, he must have gotten notice, but. We were looking at February, is it 23rd?
Yes. Rob, that Tuesday, the 23rd, is the date that we had identified just in a very brief discussion as a date that you could back out for motions and so forth to be filed.
And that week looks clear for me, so that would be fine with me. Okay.
February 23rd. Let's wait for a moment, but I'm sure the state can accommodate whatever we need to do.
And are we thinking the rest of the week, 4 days, just as a...
I believe so, just to be on the safe side.
Scheduled for 4 days?
Yes, sir.
Let's make that 9 a.m. Let's go off the record for a few minutes while we see if the state is going to appear further.
Well, because
just came in.
We're back on the record.
Hello, this is Mike Elmore. I just phoned in.
Okay. We're just talking about hearing to commence in this matter on February the 23rd for 4 days starting at 9 a.m. Does that work?
I assume so. I was a very fast check. Could I apologize, Mr. Examiner? This was not calendared, and I just found out about it. I beg your pardon.
All's forgiven.
Yes, it appears that I'm free. That was February 23rd.
February 23rd.
Yes, there's no problem.
Okay.
Mike, this is John Simpson representing the Canal Company. What I was just offering was that if we could have an opportunity to commence discovery at this point and then perhaps have a status conference with Justice Schroeder perhaps sometime in early October, perhaps then the parties would be in a better position to say, you know, what they expected in terms of any further discovery, any expert reports or otherwise, or if these are strictly legal issues, any motions that might be filed, develop a schedule for the filing of such motions at that time.
That makes sense to me. I will not be meeting with my clients to find out exactly what we're doing until shortly before then. So I probably couldn't answer any discovery intelligently. If the discovery requires me to answer next week or two, I won't be able to answer it, and I will just have to say I'll have to meet with my client before then to answer.
Okay. Would it be reasonable, perhaps, just to identify a date in October that would work for the parties that are either here in person or on the phone, and for you, Justice Schroeder, that we could have that status conference?
No. Any date in October is agreeable to me, so whatever is of convenience to the parties.
Let's say the 5th through 5th, 6th, or 7th?
Those would work for me. This is Mike Elmore.
This is Rob Harris. The 5th and 6th are out for me, but the 7th would be just fine.
October 7th work for everybody?
Yes.
Okay. And what time?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. work for everybody?
It does.
Okay.
Yes.
Status conference, October 7th at 10 a.m.
And participation by phone is acceptable?
Certainly. Phone participation is acceptable and welcome.
Your Honor, we could have it in Idaho Falls if the parties wanted to.
Is there a groundswell for that? You didn't get a second.
All right, I know when I'm outnumbered. I'm happy to participate by phone.
Okay. Now, what else? Anything else? That it?
I think that's as far as we expect to go today.
Anybody on phone that wants to raise anything else?
Nothing here, Your Honor.
Okay. We will proceed on that schedule. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.